Giving thanks and praise.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're on Blog Talk Radio now. Okay. And let's get right into the Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Happy Sunday, everybody. And welcome to True Talks with Ofe Ofe. And today we're going to be talking about a very serious topic. Our topic is entitled Spiritual Arsenal for Spiritual Warfare. And this topic is being presented to you by Traditional Healing and Ile Orun. And we're based here in Miami, Florida, the Fort Lauderdale area, for your spiritual readings and more. Now, you know, this is what traditional healing does. So we're going to be talking about this topic. Oh, boy. Where do I begin? Okay. So I got a little outline here entitled, the first question is, you know, what is an arsenal? And, you know, when we think of arsenal, we think on weapons, right? We think on things that people, you know, always say weapons are like for protection, you know? But physical weapons, you know, cannot match in any way spiritual weapons. Physical weapons cannot match spiritual weapons because physical weapons can only destroy. But spiritual weapons can not only destroy, but also mostly create. Okay? So we have our spiritual weapons are basically the way how we create things. You know, I once said that Ifa is a sophisticated weapon. Ifa is a sophisticated weapon designed to assist our Ori, okay, in our sojourn here on this earth. And with Ifa, you know, comes the Orishas. With Ifa also comes the Vodun, the Lewa, the Inkizi, because all of these systems have their forms of divination that is done for guidance, okay? Now, when it comes to regular arsenal, I mean, you know, you got a gun, okay? The first thing, you know, you got to have the manual to know how to drive it, to know how to shoot it. You have to practice, you know, to aim correctly so you can hit his target. Or, you know, you have a knife or any other kind of weapon, you have to learn how to use it, right? It's the same thing with your spiritual weapons, okay? You have to learn how to use it. But first, you acquire the weapon. You get the weapon first, right? And it's interesting, you know, because when I started to do a little research on this topic, I came across many, let me increase this page for a minute. I came across many, let me put some brightness up. Where is my light? Yeah. Okay. Boom. There we go. A little brighter. So I came across many, references to spiritual warfare. Giving thanks, Zay, how are you? I came across many references to spiritual warfare from a biblical standpoint. The Christian people teach a lot about spiritual warfare. And, you know, it's sad to say that when they talk about spiritual warfare, they're using, they're implying that spiritual warfare is being used to fight against all other sorts of spiritual things, right? Like, you know, demons, you know, witches and all of these things. So, but the spiritual warfare that is available in African spirituality arsenal that's available in African spirituality is very different. It's very different because not only can it attack and protect us against other sorts of spiritual entities, but it also can help us. Okay, see, I hear you. We got to talk, you know, but it also helps us to get over the malaise that we're facing in our mundane life. Like, for instance, mental illness, lack of self-identity, poverty, okay, ill health, bad health, physical health, relationships. I mean, these African spiritual arsenal is way different from the regular arsenal where you have a gun, the regular arsenal where you're fighting against demons and all of these type of things. Okay? Our spiritual arsenal is really powerful because it can be employed in our mundane life. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to sell the Orisha, but I'm going to use the Orisha as an example, right? I'm not trying to sell the Orisha, but I want people to understand the magnificence of the Orisha and part of the purpose of the Orisha, of having Orisha. Okay? The Orisha, all the elements, all the Orishas have their attributes. They have their skills. They have their know-how. Okay? And understand these skills and know-how and to know how to use them. On a personal level, on a group level, and on a nation level, okay? Look at how the Orisha traditions have spread all around the world. And look at how, and I'm not just going to say Orisha, but, you know, the different deities. We got the Voodoo, we got the Nkizi, we got, you know, the Abakwa, we got the African, we got the Mami Wata, we got, you know, all kinds of different. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, I'm reconnected. Okay, Blog Talkers, I know I see you calling, call back. I do apologize and welcome again to our show. And, you know, our show is entitled Spiritual Arsenal for Spiritual Warfare. And before Blog Talk rudely interrupted me or cut me off, I was talking about how the Orisha are our spiritual arsenal, you know? Okay? Because when you're talking about arsenal, you're talking about weapons. And like I said before, the Ifa in itself and the Odus of Ifa is probably our most, our big gun, our big sophisticated weapon. Why? Because the Odus are filled with do's and don'ts, cautions, precautions, green lights and stop lights, you know, in terms of how we conduct our lives, how we make major decisions, how we do things, right? And so we have these things to guide us, right? That the Orisha are just not there for harming, but our Orisha is also for creating, okay? Creating, changing energy, okay? And I'm saying that the Orisha, and they're just one of them, you know, because we have the Orisha, we have different forms of spirituality that we practice that originated in Africa. We have, you know, our Egbeo rune. That's a whole tradition by itself. We have our Egun practices, our ancestral practices. That's another whole thing. Again, you know, we have the Lua, we have the Vudun, we have Orisha, we have Inkizi. You know, we have the Mami Water tradition. We have our Egbe, we have Isheshe. We have all these things that they are forces, but they're like one big sophisticated arsenal designed to help us through our lives, our everyday lives. As opposed to, I was making the comparison that when Christianity talks about spiritual warfare, they're actually talking about those unseen forces, and they might even clump what we do and what we work with, like the Kizi, the Orisha, and everything, as part of those negative forces. But they don't know the secret. If they knew the secret, then, you know, they wouldn't see everything as evil. They wouldn't see the Orisha as being something evil. So they come, Orisha demons and Kizi, everything together, because they're spiritual and they're unseen forces, right? So they're busy fighting these unseen forces based on the word of God, right? Okay? But our word, our biggest weapon in our arsenal is, in fact, the Oduza Bifa. Okay? Without the Oduza Bifa, I mean, we would not know who we are. We would not know our destiny. Right? We would not know what are the circumstances we came into the world with, what things we have to write, what things we have to make better. We wouldn't know any of these things without Ifa Oduz. Okay? We wouldn't know which divinities, which Orisha, for example, would be our guardian, you know, our selected heads. We wouldn't know this. We wouldn't know which particular force we can use when we have it, when we're having a mundane problem. A mundane problem could range, I mean, we have problems galore, okay? Because things happen. Sometimes things happen because of other spiritual forces, other spiritual types of spiritual energy, negative energy. Sometimes things happen to us because of lack of knowing, okay, because we don't know or we didn't know. So we experience something that might not be very well, very good, very comfortable. We might say it's even bad. We experience this because we had no idea that we were supposed to prepare ourselves to deal with it. Now, everybody know. Like right now, we're living in a spiritual age, right? Everybody knows that, right? We've begun the spiritual age. And in the spiritual age, you know, I am noticing, and I hope everybody else noticing, that a lot more people are looking to spirituality, looking to find themselves, looking to know themselves. Ashe aburu aboye baba oyashogo ifakorede idu. How are you, baba? You always looking so handsome. Oh boy, I love that. Yeah. Mhm. And you know, and so we're looking to our spirituality, especially us dark skinned people. You know, we are looking to our spirituality to find a way out. Right? Now I could be like a Christian person and say, I could testify, woo, about the Orisha. The Orisha are awesome, okay? They are awesome. Okay? Even when we don't like what they're telling us to do, sometimes they tell us, be still when you want to run. Sometimes they're telling us, shut up when you want to act crazy, okay? But the Orisha, when you look at it and the whole thing blow over, you look in the end and you say, oh, wow. Oh, Oramila, that's the master diviner. Oramila was right. The Odu said it all. The Babalawo did it all. And that's why we go and we start praising the Babalawo. We start praising the diviner, because whatever it is that the Odusa said, what Ifa said was correct. Right? And we're happy in the end. So in these times now, you don't have to suffer in silence, Zay. You don't have to be in a spiritual war by yourself. Okay? There are forces, and I call them divinities, because these are divine forces, are here to help us get over a lot of stuff. Okay? Okay? Here to help us get over a lot of malaise, okay? From being able to find a job, from being able to go from having a job to creating and having your own business, okay? From knowing better ways to take to, you know, from having a sick child into a healthy, functional child, from having somebody that's dying into somebody who is living and living long. You see? And the Orishas are there for all of these things, because guess what? We know we have this experience, and we know we have to do our best. Not just stay there and suffer when we have arsenals. That's why a lot of people right now, you know what they did? They made gun, especially here in Florida. You can go and now buy a gun, and you don't even need a license. You can just go and buy a gun, okay? Before, you had to get a license to buy a gun. But now they're saying it's legal, you could just have a gun. But like I said, the arsenal that deals directly with weapons, physical weapons, is not the answer for today's malaise, because our whole being, our whole existence, right, has jump drive into spiritual mode. Because if you ain't doing nothing spiritual, you ain't really getting nothing done. It's when you put the spiritual element in what you're doing, you get warp speed and you go into warp drive. And you can go into other, you can maximize your profits. Let me just say that, right? If you want to talk it in dollars and cents, you can maximize your profits. Okay? Okay? The Orisha makes people, once you understand them, once you employ them, once you understand how to work with them, these different Orishas have different scales. Scales, let me tell you. You know, I've been working Orisha a very long time, not just for myself and my family, but for other people. And I'm to myself, you know, don't feel no way, okay? Sometimes I hit a rock. I hit a hard place. And I know how to go and ask for help. I know to go and get, like, an expert opinion, okay? I'm in no way an expert on any Orisha, but I know for a fact that the Orisha is working with me. That's the key thing. How the Orisha work with me, they show me evidence, you know, physical evidence. Like when you do something for someone and they thank you. They call you. They say, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, blah, 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 this work. Thank you so much. Okay? Thank you. But I tell them, you know, like my Baba would say to me, he'd tell me, thank the Orisha, thank Ifa, thank Olodumare. You see what I mean? Thank the Creator. Right? So the Odu of Ifa is our first and most powerful weapon in our arsenal. Right? Yeah? Because, as I said, the Odus of Ifa, which is Ifa itself, is a whole sophisticated weapon designed to assist our Ori on this sojourn here on Earth. Because people, I'm telling you, they got so many things going on, it's unbelievable. unbelievable, like plans that have been basically set in stone, even to take away everything from you, even your very life. If you don't watch sharp, you know, you can lose your life very easily within the system here. Okay? Now, there's, I don't know if any of you noticed, right? There's, you know, I've noticed, like, a lot of people are doing bad business. Bad business meaning, well, they would, and I'm going to car industry, for example. Say you buy a new car. You take care of your vehicle. You take it to get oil changes. You take it to get overall checkups. You do everything. But when you take your vehicle, right, some places take and do what? They break something on your vehicle, so you would come back and spend more money. Even if you bought the vehicle from them, they take and they break something so you can go back. I mean, a lot of unethical stuff is going on. And that's a little problem. That's nothing. A broken vehicle is a little problem. But some of us have problems with our ORI. A lot of us have problems with our health. Okay? We have problems with our relationships. These are the most important things. Anything that has to do with your personal body, not so much materialistic things, your personal body, your well-being. Like, for instance, you're not going to be happy if you don't have a job or if you don't have money coming in and you need money, even to buy food, okay? I don't know anybody who has Orisha or Ifa that is hungry. If somebody hungry and they got Orisha and Ifa, it's something they're not doing right. Okay? Something you're not doing right. Because even, for instance, and I'm going to go into the different Orisha. Okay. Orisha Oko, for example. I'm going to start with Orisha Oko. Baba Legba, excuse me, I know you the top dog here. You know, you the main Orisha. Baba Legba. Okay, Baba Legba. Okay, I'm going to revert back to you then. Let me start with Baba Legba first, right? Everybody know that Legba is the divine messenger, right? That's the Orisha, you know, they call him Elegbara. I say Mojuba Baba me. Oh, no wonder I love you so much. Kede, that's your Baba. Okay. You do have a Legba face. Look at you. Anyway, so Legba is a divine messenger. He is basically what we would call the doorman. You ain't getting in the club unless you deal with Legba. You got to deal with Baba Legba. That's why he stared the door. He is the owner of roads and pathways. He is also, I mean, people call him the trickster, but he is the one who teach you a lesson before you realize that you've been taught. Okay? How they say? And shoot through a missile yesterday and kill today, but the bird got killed yesterday from the missile that he threw today. You know what I mean? So that's how it should be working. That's another name for Legba, right? Interchangeably, you know, and we're not going to go into technicalities of what is Eshu and what is Legba. But we know we're talking about the same force, right? Okay. So all of a sudden now, everything seems like it's shutting down for you. You're losing this, you're losing that. All the roads seem like they're closed. You can't find an opportunity. You've been looking for a job. Everybody turning you down, blah, 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 blah. But you have Legba, you know. You have Legba. And all of this happening to you. Or you don't have Legba and it's happening to you, right? Now, Legba is known to be good with every divinity. Legba is known to be good with every egun. Legba even good with Olodumare, the creator, right? Legba good with everybody. Okay? So something you should be trying to go and deal with Legba is this divinity is called the owner of the pathways and roads. Wouldn't it make perfect sense for you to go to that divinity, or if you don't have Legba, to find out, well, how I can get Legba? Okay? How I can get me Eshu, you know? And let me mention the difference. They say Eshu come from Ifa, and Legba can just come from a priest of Orisha. That's what they say, okay? There are different things that go, the secrets. Anyway, I'm going to get into that. But so it don't matter if it's Legba. It don't matter if it's Eshu. You got to go there and know exactly, find out the way how you can deal with a Legba you have. Like, for instance, in the Lukumi, yes, Ilegwa. Some people call him Ilegwa too. Ilegwa, you know, the Lukumi, my Lukumi brothers, they say Ilewa, Ilewa, you know. So if you know, like for instance, in the Lukumi, for example, when they make Legba for you, even in Ifa, when Legba is made, the Legba come with Odu. The Legba come with a Odu, with a sign, divine message, and each Odu carry its own energy. You see? So you would know what is best to give to your Legba and what you shouldn't be trying to give to your Legba. Like, I know some people that be like this, and I, you know, I got to go into my testimony mode, okay? Some people that be like this with their Legba. When they want something from Legba, if they want Legba to help them, I've known, like, if somebody look at me, how is it? They take their Legba and put it in the sun and tell Legba, hey, you know, this is how they talk to Legba. When you bring me this, I will put you back in the shade. You know what I mean? I've seen it. Okay? I've seen them do it like that. But I have, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, everybody could claim this house. My father is Ogun. My mother is Oshun, Yemoja, and Oya, all three of them. Don't ask me how it happened like that, but that's how it is, right? So anyway, Legba, if I go to Legba to access, let me just deal with this one Legba, because I have in this house that I live here now, not all the Legbas are mine, but there are 16 Legbas in this house. Imagine. Okay? 16. Okay? And I deal with every last one of them because I'm the honcho, right, in the house. Right? And I love Legba and I deal with Legba. Okay? I respect Legba, every single road of Legba. So how I deal with Legba, I cannot, if I want something, if I want Legba to help me get something, I would go to Legba and divine. Baba Legba, you know, or Baba Eshu, I have this problem. And I really need your help to solve it. Will you help me? That's the first question I'm going to ask. Okay? So if Legba say yes, okay, and he say, I will help you, yes, okay, then I say, well, what can I give you? Now, basically the people are saying when you go to Legba, you try to do the simplest thing that you have available. You offer to Legba and blah, blah, blah. Right? This is the way how I was taught. But anyway, thing that I wanted, I know it was something big because I wanted a big favor, very big. Okay? And I asked Legba if he wants a goat, right? Legba say, yeah, definitely I want a goat. But he didn't just want any goat. He wanted a black goat. I like, okay, you know. Then he wanted, listen now, no. He wanted a black goat. He wanted the entrails, the inside of the goat, the vital organs of the goat. He wanted the skin be made into a match for him to sit on. He wanted the meat be cooked and presented to him. Yeah, you understand me? He wanted every bit of the goat that he could get, he wanted it. He wanted the head and all. Okay? So, I got the goat. But when Legba do for me, that work to give Legba the goat, to cook it, to skin it, to do the, you know, put the ashes, you know, the different organs, everything it take me. Let me tell you, because I went and I want that goat down. And when I put that, did everything, it took me a total of 6 hours to do everything, down to skinning the goat, cooking everything. I did it, right? Me alone. That was a Friday. By the Monday, the thing that I asked for happened. That's 3 days. That's one of issue numbers. Ashe, someone is saying in the Facebook audience, in the live, that in her book, okay, Legba is not a trickster, but people presume he is. All he does is provide you with the option for one to choose from. That's right. He shows you the possibilities. Number two, it is the person of people who make the choice and trick themselves. He tricked themselves, right? A bright and a fresh Seymour. They trick themselves, right? Based on the ego, intentions, actions, attitude, greed, pure character, etc. Based off of these and other situations, one tangles themselves up in causes them to get tricked. And then they want to point blame at Legba, at a Legba, right? It's almost as if they use him as a scapegoat to their own shortcomings and misunderstandings. Legba does not trick. He only presents the hand or road or path one may decide to go down. Although they could have chosen differently to get an outcome that would not have been trickery. Oh yes, oh yes, I love it. I love it. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct, Telemary. Absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. So, the Monday morning now, I got the phone call. This was when I was pursuing my master's degree in health and wellness psychology, right? And to make a long story short, I had to take an exit exam, and it was my last opportunity to take it and pass it on the following day, which would have been the Tuesday. But the Monday, and what I asked Legba for is to make the exam disappear. Okay? I mean, I just said, Baba, I just wish the exam would disappear. I was about in tears because I know that I'm not, you know, I kind of do like crash dump certain things. If I don't use it, I lose it. So I have to do it in order for me to maintain it, right? And if I don't see no need to use it, I'm not just going to be doing it, and I'm not using it for anything. Anyway, so the third time, the exam was supposed to be the following day. The people call me, oh, Melba, hi. I say, hello. You guess what? Good news. I'm like, oh, okay, what's the good news? You don't have to take the exam. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be forever telling this story. But I repeat that, okay, because I asked the question, she said, what you said? She repeated, what you said? She repeated, what you said? She repeated, when they taught that song, I was doing the dance. I was doing the dance. She told me, not only do you not have to take it, nobody else has to take it. They did away with it. Right? You hear me? The whole exam was canceled. Boom. No. Right? Here the other day, I was going through some old papers and things, some old books and stuff from school, and I got the official letter that came from the school to tell me, well, you know, what they had done. And, you know, they told me over the phone, but they had to tell me in writing. So they sent a letter. And I actually didn't even open the blasted letter. All I know is that they tell me that, you know, I could get my diploma, and I got my diploma, right? And when I opened the letter now, guess what Eshu did? Guess what Eshu did? I mean, guess what Eshu did? Legba, Eshu, whatever you want to call this divinity, he got rid of that exit exam, which is a comprehensive exam in 21 disciplines, okay? Not one discipline. 21 disciplines. I wish I had a paper right now, I could have pulled it up for y'all. Okay? 21. That's when I start like, whoa, these orishas are something else. That is an example of an orisha arsenal. That is one of the forces of the orisha arsenal, right? That you would, okay, implore, or that you would use, and I don't want to say use so much, but that you would work with, spin up ways to close doors and things that ain't working for you and open doors for things that working for you. Okay? Okay? That is labor for you. And people think these things are like magic or they're miraculous and, you know, they think, you know, but remember this spiritual age that we're living in right now is basically all the information that is out there in the universe, all the creative energies are at work right now. They're heightened in everybody. So now you cannot say, when you think about something, that you know, that you're the only one that's thinking about it. When you think about something, yes, and you don't even know what percentage of people are thinking the same thing, okay? And this is where people are getting together. Even when you're trying to do, like if something that you're doing wrong to somebody, you know, they can, you might think they're stupid, they don't know what you're talking about, and they easily pick up the vibration, you know? And, you know, it's like an inner knowing, like they know what's going on. They know if you're real or if you're not real. They know if you're trying to trick them or you're not trying to trick them. This is the kind of stuff that's going on with people now. Okay? This is a time when everybody's spiritual senses are opening even to things that we cannot see. Okay? We can't see, we can't hear, okay? But the one up that Ifa has is through the Odus. The governor Odu, you can find out simply, is it yes or no? Baba Legba, are you down with me or no? Okay? Now, if Legba has said no, right? Because, you know, you always got to think about the two sides. Many possibilities could have come from that. He might have said no in terms of, don't worry, I'm going to back you so you can pass the exam. Right? Right? He could have said no. You know, relax. You know it. You got it. Right? Or he could have said no. You know, go ahead and ask some other deity. Go ask Shango. Go ask Obatala, who got all the information. Go ask Ifa. Go ask somebody else. You understand me? Some other force. I left the door open for you already. You see? So it could have been a lot of different things could have happened. It could have been that he said no, and I still go boom and ace the exam. Okay? You understand me? And if it was a no, and I went and I failed the exam, then trust me, it would have been a reason, a whole nother thing behind why that happened. Because this is the kind of, and I wouldn't say faith, but the trust and the reasoning and the force behind everything. You know, it's always good to know the end of the story before you even start. Because sometimes we waste our time, you know. You know, I could have been doing all of that for nothing. Okay? Okay? Look at me. I'm not even working. Well, I can't say I'm not working in health and wellness psychology, because to me that's what IFA is. You know what I mean? IFA is health and wellness all put together in one. Okay? So, guys, you're listening to True Talks with Ofeo Faye, and we're talking about spiritual arsenal for spiritual warfare. And why I said spiritual warfare? Because a lot of things are happening to people, and they don't know the reasons behind it. Okay? A lot of energies are influencing us. Spoke about this before, you know, because I kind of have my own notions about, you know, why certain things happen to people. Like, for instance, incest, rape, you know, what people steal, why people get murdered, you know, all of these things, you know, what kind of energies would drive, like, a husband to, like, empty a gun in the face of his wife, of his loving wife that he'd been married to for X amount of years. You know, what force is it there that really happened, right? And Ifa always talking to us about Iwa, you know, Iwa, you know, Iwapwele, Iwarere, you know, and of recent, I got a revelation in terms of that too, because, you know, at first, you know, I was taking this type of thing, Iwapwele, Iwarere, as a sort of passivity, you know, being passive and being obedient and all of these type of things. But, you know, I got a very esteemed Babalawo to, and he's a teacher in his own right, you know, to kind of open my eyes a little bit more about it, about what is, you know, what is it with our character. Okay? But instead of having good character, instead of looking at it as good character or gentle character, we're looking at it, we should look at it as balanced character, a balanced character. And when you have a balanced character, you know, that means everything got to be, you know, everything in balance. You know, if the sun and the moon wasn't balanced, if the earth wasn't balanced, and, you know, everything else wasn't balanced in nature, we wouldn't have, you know, the air to breathe because it would be off balance. We, you know, we wouldn't have water to drink because, you know, the rain wouldn't, you know, it's too much off balance. We wouldn't have food to eat because the plants wouldn't be growing right. And all right, everyone, I'm back with you. I'm back with you. Please don't hang up. I'm sorry for that. Something with my line, it keeps going up. What is it now, these forces that I'm trying to talk about that is causing the interference here? Okay? And I'm trying to talk about, when we talk about balanced character, which I'm trying to talk about these, our emotions and how we feel about certain things, how we react to certain things that can cause us to do terrible things, okay? And I don't feel like our emotions are just something, a human thing. I think each emotion has its own force, right? That the emotions are energies or entities themselves, okay? They're entities themselves that affect our mind, okay? And when they affect our mind, then they're like stuck in the mind, like kill, 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 you know? And this is the spiritual warfare is going on in our mind, in our consciousness, right? Okay, so we have the Orisha now, or any divinities, the Ikizi, the Mamiwata, the Vudun, whatever it is, that spiritual walk that you're on, and that, you know, have these divinities. So you have these divinities to help you, you know, defeat the negative end, because when you feel agitated by something that maybe happened to you or someone that did you wrong, it takes you off your path of your own personal destiny and your own personal, when you take the time to have to process or keep rethinking the hurt, the pain, whatever it is that the person is causing you, it takes you away from your own, your high, from you getting to your highest destiny, from you actualizing your own personal destiny. Now, that person, they have their destiny too, but sometimes when you come together, you know, there's like some disturbances. Because no two people are always on the same path at the same time. I might be right a little step behind you. I might be like 20 yards. I might be a whole lifetime ahead of you. You understand? So, and then to get, like, so you're waiting now, right? You're waiting for the other person to catch up to you, or you know, you're doing it. Yeah, the exit exam can drop your grade down, whichever class they have it in the last semester. Yeah, it can not only drop your grade, it can really put you, it can put you out, you know, the exit exam. Yeah, it can put you out, but you don't even get a diploma. Yeah, if you don't pass that. At least that's what it was back in, you know, 2013 when that happened. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's 10 years ago. My favorite phone, Baba, I love you so much, Baba Lit Ba. And I love all the Orisha. So let's explain this very carefully. So now we have these emotional things that we go through, and this is where this another great aspect of these Orishas, you know, like for instance, we have Usanin, we have, like I have on, what's today? I have Inle on, you know, he made deals with medicine. You understand? Okay? And all the Orisha in their own right, they heal. They heal people. Okay? Through whether it's their whatever herbs that they ascribe to this Orisha, whatever scales ascribe to these Orisha. And I like to like look at the Orisha based on skills that they teach us, based on attributes that they have. You know, some people have Orisha. That's why, for instance, with Eshu, there are several packs of Eshu, several things that, you know, Eshu can do. Several aspects, just like us, like we have so many things that we are capable of doing, and a lot of us just stick to, you know, some of us don't even get to really manifest all the things that we're capable of doing, and some of us because we don't even know, you know, it's inside of us and we're capable of doing it. And this is where, you know, the Odus of Ifa come in, where you can learn your destiny. You can learn what your destiny is all about, like what are the agreements you made, and, you know, at the foot of the creator, Oludumara, before you decided, well, listen, I want to become a human being. I want to go down, you know, and go to earth and mess up a little bit and, you know, make mistakes and see if I get some of the things correct, right? Okay? So why are the Orisha a spiritual arsenal? They're a spiritual arsenal because, again, okay, they have their attributes. They can help your head, your Ori, okay, make decisions that can help you to avoid misfortune, hardship, accident, sickness. You know, they can also help you to get things in order to balance out your life, so your life wouldn't seem so so much like it's a hardship. That's why, you know, a lot of people commit suicide. They'd be like, "Oh my God, I can't deal with this," and they rather go. You know, they rather go because how we are over here in the West, especially in diaspora, we. Many of us didn't come up. I mean, it's like a miracle that Ifa, that we found Ifa, or that Ifa that found us. I don't even know what to say. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. How did we find Ifa? Can find ourselves going to Ifa, some of us to get initiated. We can find ourselves going to Ifa to find out who is our head divinity. We can find ourselves actually receiving and initiating to these different Orishas. You know, how? And we can find ourselves living in a way that is so far away from Africa and living in a way that we never thought we would be living. We can find ourselves living in this certain kind of way that is helping us to navigate all the malaise, through all these malaise that is coming down on humanity itself, right? And I don't, you know, care what people say, the way how things are set up, the dark-skinned people get the brunt of everything. And we are so resilient. Okay? You know, they got a joke, they say, we like cockroaches, we don't die. You know what I mean? You know, when you think we're gone, you know we're here. And I believe that is because of our makeup, you know, our our spiritual connection, why we end up staying, why we're not wiped out as a people, why we have endured, and still enduring a lot of hardships, some of it unbeknownst to us, and why we're, I shouldn't say hated, that's a very strong word, but why we're used, okay, to build up everybody else, okay? Okay? So these are the things I share to Odu Ifa. That's the truth. Give thanks and praise to the Odu Ifa. So, you know, I'm always open for questions, you know. I mean, everybody's listening attentively, which is very good. And I want to now talk about some protective elements and capabilities of an Orisha. I mentioned Eshu, for example, being the owner of paths and roads. And when you talk about paths and roads, okay, so there you go, on the way to get this job, right? And you really want this job. You know, you have Orisha, but you haven't even found out if the job is good for you through the Odu's Orisha. You don't even, okay? You don't even know. So you just go blindly because you know the job, you know how to do the work, you got the skills and everything, but you just go out blindly and you didn't know that you were supposed to habla español when you got to the place, right? Even just to say buenos dias, you know, you come to apply for the job. You didn't know you had to be bilingual, but not really bilingual, but, you know, if you are bilingual, it's a plus, right? So you didn't know these things, and then you do everything, and then you lose the job. You didn't get the job. Whereas, maybe if you applied the forces of the owner of the pathways and asked, in all earnesty and sincerity, that Eshu open these roads, that Legba open these roads up for you, that boom, you may have gotten even a better job, right, than the one you took, than the one you wanted. You see? So that's another attribute. That's the main attribute of Legba, you know, helping you to open doors and helping you to close doors that are not doing you any good. Okay? Certain things, you got to just shut it down. Boom. Issue, no time for this. Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't want this kind of person in my life. Blah, 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 blah. Close it. And boom. Issue closes it. So then we have now Ogun. Right? That's my Baba. You know, I always call Ogun the stabilizer, the builder, the one that, you know, like the architect, you know, the one that forged the metal, that made the rainbow, the chemical combination, he put it together, that made the rainbow, and then handed over to Ushman Meyer, right? The one that forge the war weapons, the metal that we use in the computer that I'm talking to you on, the cell phone, you know, anything, you know, the chairs that I'm sitting on, the house that is built around us, the vehicle, we drive in the planes, the boats, you know, the spaceships. Baba, you the baddest, right? So you see the advancement that comes from Ogun as the stabilizer, the person that keeps the divinity, that keeps the home, that builds the home, the stability through building, okay? Okay? The one that makes the tools for us to be operated on in case we get an operation, we need an operation. The one that, you know, they don't want me to take a mammogram, you know, and then like, oh, my God, and you'll take and put my breast in that big iron slab thing. And then, oh, my God, by the time they do that, you know, you will get a lump or something. You know what I mean? That's so archaic, though. You don't have to do away with that. You know, they should just be able to take a picture of their breast and see inside. Hey, I see a lump. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. And, you know, they could do ultrasound or something. I think that is so disgusting. I don't know if they're going to do it any other way. Anybody know any other way? Other than the ultrasound, too, you know, they could just take a, you know, like how they do x-rays and stuff. They, why they can't see if you, you know? I think the thing is so dangerous. Anyway, you know, so we have all these type of things that Ogun can do. So, you know, there are things that we do once you have Ogun. There are things that we do with Ogun to safeguard ourselves when we're dealing with anything that is potentially hazardous to, whether it's travel, that way you're going to be using or relying on metal. You're going to be relying on metal like you're going to get ready for operation. You know, there's rituals that you can do to Ogun to make sure that, you know, you go through this operation, you get this cut or whatever it is that you're getting, your laser, biopsy, whatever they're doing, so you would go through it properly, okay, and come out, you know, good on the other end, okay? Okay, so there are a lot of different attributes. These are, you know, like Ochosi is called the hunter. Now, when you're hunting, you can be hunting for a house, hunting for a new car, you may be hunting for a new woman or a new man in your life or something. You know, whatever you're hunting for, you got Ochosi to deal with. You can deal with Ochosi, okay? And let me stop this. Let me go right to Ori. Woo, buddy. Ori. Ori needs, especially in these times, where we can pick up spiritual energy from each other very subtly and very fast. Like, you might be in a good mood, and here come cousin somebody come over, and the whole mood change the whole atmosphere, get everybody started feeling funky in an instant. You know, your Ori can be affected by so many things, like people that listen to a lot of music, you know, people who, I mean, these things affect our mind, you know, affect our spirit, okay? And the Ori is something that is so, I mean, did you guys catch my show last week? It was spiritual exchange and transfer of Ori, right? Something that literally can happen, okay? But Ori is something that the more you soothe it, the more you pet it, the more you thank it, the more you, it just brings to the forefront a picture of who you really, really are, okay? And you're going to be liking this portrait that you're looking at. Oh, they'll be like, oh, you know what I mean? Okay? You're going to be liking it very much. And it's going to make you even, you know, I like to do this. And, you know, I feel like I'm being hugged by my divine self, my other self, my higher self. Right? And it reminds me of my own greatness, my own ashe, okay? And everybody have these things. You have these ashe, okay? And even if your Odu comes from Ifa and it paints a grim picture, there's a reason behind of it, and there are ways to for you to get the strength, the know-how, and the skill to change the portrait, to change the picture. Okay? Like, for instance, I come from a place where every 10 words in a sentence is a curse word, right? This is regular, normal thing every day. Okay? To people who don't know how Caribbean people curse, it sounds kind of funny, and it sounds like, you know, like a, you know, because nobody's really getting upset over it. If somebody tell you, you know, kiss your mother, this and that. Nobody getting upset, okay? But those are things that, you know, if you're not accustomed to it, and in your culture, it might be really offensive to having to hear people cursing all the time. You think that they're angry at you, but they're not angry. That's just a normal way of expressing, you know, how they feel about something. Okay? Okay? And it's not, you know, they're not angry. They're not angry. But this type of thing, once you start working with your Ori and everything, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear people cussing you in every sentence and, you know, you know, yeah, man, the effing day was so great. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear that. And, you know, and they're talking about, oh, what a good day it is, but it was an effing day. You know what I mean? And, you know, so this is the kind of things that, you know, when you're Ori, and I'm just trying to give an example of when your Ori begins to, in, when you're aware that your Ori internalizes everything, okay, you got to know what things that you got to keep out, okay, and that and what reaction you're going to be having to these things, cussing in a regular tone, and, you know, it's their custom, and then you think that they're, you know, they're angry at you. And you know you didn't do them anything. It's like, that's fight talk, right? That's a war. Like, you know, what the hell? Did you just tell me go to, you know what I mean? And, you know, the person ain't mean nothing by it. Okay? So then here now, you've gone into anger, your emotions get out of check, and all these things. I remember, you know, because, you know, I was called some names out of this world, buddy. Things I know, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, this and this and this. And I basically had to say, wow, you talking to me like you had no upbringing, like your parents didn't teach you. It's not good to say those things. Now, me, imagine me responding in that way, right? This is the stuff for you. Imagine, this is Orisha, this is the effect they have on you. So you can imagine me raised up with curse words. I know curse words left, right, and center. And I know I could curse somebody that they feel like I'm stabbing them with a knife. You understand? But I, instead of doing that and regurgitating what all is calling them, the B's and the W's and the H's and, you know, and the D's and the D's again, you know, you know, instead of calling them all of these things, you know, retaliating in anger, right? I just bring them back to the center. Listen, your parents, right now, you know, you're making your parents so bad because, you know, did your parents raise you like that? You know what I mean? You understand me? You see? And these are the things that, you know, when you talk about your Ori bring you in check. Sometimes, you know, somebody cursing you, and it's always good to say, okay, I understand you misunderstood me. Let's call it a day. I've changed so very much. Before somebody says something to me, that's fight talk. That's a war right there, okay? Or you want some of this, I'm going to bring it on for you. But I learned to do to put a lot of my woes and troubles, just a moment, into the Orishas. I put them to the Orishas. I let the spiritual forces deal with it. And believe me, sometimes I feel bad for whoever it is, because what I would say to them or do to them would be nothing compared to what the Orisha would put in their way as a test to see if they're, you know, if they're doing right or wrong, if they're in the wrong or what, if they're way out of line. Mm-hmm. Okay? So anyone have any questions? We're talking about spiritual arsenal, the spiritual warfare on True Talk to the Fail Faith. And we're going over some capabilities of the different Orisha, Ori, Ogun, Legba Eshu, Oshosi, the hunter, you know, and even with Ori, you know, Obatala, these with the calmness and everything. Now, Yang, I don't know if you all are thinking that having Orisha is, I mean, I don't know. How do you think about the Orisha? Are you thinking the Orisha is just for what? Devotion? Like a religion? You know, and the Orisha, you know, we're not in a religion. It's not religion, okay? Like I said, the Orisha, the whole system, the Ifa, the Orisha, everything, all these different divinities, they are weapons. They are sophisticated weapons. They are our spiritual arsenal for dealing with a spiritual war that we're in. And the spiritual war is for control of our minds, our bodies, our assets, our freedom, our even control of our spirits in terms of how we maneuver ourselves in this world, how we actualize our own destiny, how we get on, how we leave this world even, okay? Okay? Are we going to leave it? Are we going to make a mark? Are we going to imprint ourselves onto it, onto our offspring, our friends and family, our community, okay? Ifa itself, you know, and I got to say Ifa, you know, Ifa is called by many names, okay? But, you know, for commonality's sake, I'll just say Ifa. But, you know, through these signs, the oracles, the odus and everything, we get these divine messages that see the end of the story at the beginning. Okay? You see the end of the story at the beginning. Okay? And how many of us know, wish we knew the end of the story at the start? Because some of us wouldn't say, oh, I ain't going there, buddy. Even when our inclination tells us, you know, that voice in the back, right? You know, what Jimmy Cliff say, if I follow my mind, I'll never go wrong, right? And that's the truth. That voice in the back, I mean, you could call it what, egg wound? That's another aspect of our spiritual arsenal, which is for us here at Ileo Rune and anybody I come in contact. That's the first order of business right there. If you ain't dealing with your ancestors, you ain't got no kind of wisdom from them, you ain't got nothing coming in, you ain't got no answer, you ain't even know your grandmama name, nothing, you in trouble. Because then you want one go talk about you want getting your shit, but you want Orisha and all this type of thing, and you don't even know your grandmama name. Shame on you. Okay? That's the first order of business. Okay? That's how some people, many people now are able to have, you know, the Isheshe. You know, that come from, who that come from? Your mama and your papa. So you ain't know your ancestors, you know, all the mothers of the mothers and the fathers of the fathers, you know. You're not connected to them, but you're living, walking, breathing them. Okay? You're living, walking, breathing ancestor. Mommy come again, like, you know, how they call me, Yetunde. Okay? Okay, mother has returned. Oh, boy, that lady just gave me everything. Everything. Everything she could give me, she gave it to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, so you got your ancestral arsenal, right? And these are like recommendations I'm going to tell people. Okay, these are the recommendations. What orishas are recommended that would make up your spiritual arsenal? Now, so you got your ancestors, right? Make sure you get your altar up and everything. If you don't know, you better ask somebody, right? Get your ancestral altar up and start to perpetuate your ancestors and work your ancestors. Let them give you them dream numbers and whatever they need to do for you. Because contrary to popular opinion, you might be angry at your papa, your mama who died and didn't leave you nothing, you know, whatever. But then when they get on the other side, they are obligated to you, okay? So you can call them and be respectful and ask them to help you with their wisdom that you were never able to get because you all were adverse when they were alive, right? So you have that. You have Ori that you have to start to work with, your own head, perpetuate your head. I mean, a lot of people are working now with the Ori icon. And, you know, these are, you know, built in a way and consecrated in a way to help you connect with your higher self, your divine twin, you know, that the Yoruba call your Enikeji. Okay, you're basically your doppelganger. You're okay. That's you. That other twin soul of yours. Okay. All right. So you get your Ori. And for those of you who definitely need help and guidance in, like, you're at a stump. You sometimes you don't even know if Orisha is for you. If you are really called to the Orisha, you know, you would get your destiny. You would get your destiny read because the elders of Ifa will tell you whether you're supposed to go on to Ifa, become a priest or not. Okay? Even though everybody can go to Ifa or get, you know, the oracle to find out your destiny and your purpose in life, you know, or even to get a name, based on your Odu, okay? That shows you your destiny. You don't, everybody is not destined to be a priest. But you can find these things out through Ifa. Okay? Some people can go on to even get the first kind of Ifa for their you know, their well-being, their connection to divine knowledge. That's what Ifa is. You know, your connection to divine knowledge. And some people, you know, can just get the idea of Ifa, even as a connection to Ifa, of protection based on Ifa's agreement with death. And this is for long life, you know, to help with long life. Okay? Okay? And some of us need that kind of protection so that we don't succumb to premature death based on, you know, bad choices sometimes, and sometimes too based on spiritual forces, other spiritual forces. And Ifa protects us from these type of things too, those things that the Christians call demons and whatnot. You know, we have names for those entities that, their only job is to, make sure things get messed up for you. Okay? So, so you have help with that. So you wouldn't always be looking at yourself like, oh, wow, it's a failure. I'm stuck. I keep going through this war. Sometimes, when the war faces you, all you got to do is just stop fighting. Don't fight anymore. Okay? I experienced that. I fought. I was in a spiritual war, and I fought. I mean, it wasn't just spiritual. It was physical, too. And I fought for about 5 years. And then after that, I just said, stop and put it in the hands of where it's supposed to go. When I put it in the hands of the Orisha, okay, those forces, the war went, it squashed, it went like it washed away it with water, right? Okay? So you have your ancestral altar to work on. You have your Ori to work on. And again, I said you can, get your Ori icon to help you with that. You have your destiny that you should know, okay, especially if you want to employ, you want to be like, okay, which Orishas are really, really with me? Which Orishas are my personality like, okay? Like Oshun is my mom. Like I said, Yemaya is my mom. Oya is my mom. So I'm like a combination of a sweet, nice, loving person, a good mother, and a warrior at the same time. Okay? When it's time to do everything, I do everything. I'm a sweet person. But even with Oshun, I don't have that that sweetness aspect of Oshun very much, they call that the witch of Oshun, the witch woman, right? But anyway, it's all good, witch in a good way, meaning wise woman. That's what witch means. Anyway, so then, so you find out, through your destiny, you find out who your Orisha, and then try to find out, what these Orishas that I have, what can they do for me? What can they do? What are they capable of helping me with? And mainly it'll be the trials that you go through in life, the things that, Ogun knew I had to, he knew I was going to have to be entering some battles. Even I'm the one that said that according to Orisha, they say, oh, no, you're going to come to the near divine and you're going to fight the wicked things. Even my Ifa name is like that, right? Okay? Ifa po unka. Ifa sanctions me to fight the wicked, right? The bad things. Yeah? Okay? Right? And then you have, so you have all of these, okay? Then when they tell you which Orisha, then you see how you can get these Orishas in your life. Or you try to study first about these Orishas and what these Orishas are capable of doing. Okay? And it's not just Orishas alone, They got other forces that do other things, I just mentioned, two or three or four of the five of the main Orishas, but there are several Orishas, Okay? And you call them the these things, and I strongly feel that people need to understand and work with their Egbe Arun. That's your heavenly mate. Those are the people that we make contracts with before we come here. Okay? And believe me, your heavenly mates can be your enemies too, okay? Okay? But you have to straighten it out, and whatever you owe them, up in heaven, you come down here, and you try to pay them back, and you call it a day, right? Okay? so you can go on your spiritual journey. Okay? So what we got here, you listen to True Talk to the Fair Fish, and we're talking about spiritual arsenal for spiritual warfare. Okay? Nobody got no questions, boy. I tell you, what Black Talk people, what y'all doing to me today? Nobody want to raise their hand and ask a question. Okay? Mm-hmm. I just think these things are very important because we got a lot of issues going on, you know. Right now there's a big waking up of the dark-skinned people in, like, with this black thing, you know, where, you know, we're just like, what is black? Well, you know, I'm not black. What is it? You know, so we have nations in Africa telling, you know, of the other people, the other quote-unquote races of people or the other lighter-skinned people, telling them, listen, don't be calling me black. I'm not black. I'm Tanzanian, or I'm, you know, I'm Ethiopian. I'm South African. I'm not, you know, a black South African, and I'm not definitely a white South African. You know, I'm just South African or whatever. You understand? And these labels are being used in commerce to basically keep the darker skinned people in a perpetual cycle of giving. I mean, down to our very organs are being, you know, harvested and all of these types of things for the benefit of other people. Okay? Okay? And then when it comes to money, I mean, you know, racism is a threat to anybody, okay, whether you're so-called black or white. Racism is a bad thing because then it puts you now in a class category and dismisses you from your individual destiny, okay, because you were made born to be a queen. You may be born to be rich, but you don't know, okay? Because a system is already set up to keep you in a certain category. So even if you overcome these odds, it's by some miracle or it's with conditions, you see? Like how we say the people in the music industry have to go through all these conditions. Okay, so a very brave person raised their hand. Area code 917. You're on the air. 917. Okay. Hello. 917. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was just listening to your conversation regarding spiritual warfare.
Mhm.
And I dealt with it, you know, and it was actually coming from my own family. And,
coming from your own family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was coming from my own family. And I struggled for years, you know, I prayed that, you know, I asked God to help me and all that. And I have a couple of people trying to help me, but like it was kind of helping, but then it was, you know, some of them said that it was too powerful for them to do anything about it. And but I've met somebody last year who actually was able to help me. And he's the one who explained to me exactly what was going on, you know, exactly what we started in. That's why I was just listening to say that, you know, I've been through it, and it can be very damaging to somebody, which means, you know, you just sit on it, you know? Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. Obviously, they don't want me to talk about it.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, he must have hung up.
Yes, I'm sorry.
If you're still there, she's tuning in back to the show again, okay? Powder.
So the show is still on, right?
Yes, it's still on. It's still on.
Okay. And you know, look at this. Allow me to call. I hope.
Oh,
what? Block talk radio. We send it on. 10 minutes finished. Press the button.
Okay, I'm back on, guys, and I'm very sorry. I do apologize. I don't know. My phone is, you know, this new phone. Yeah. See, this is what I was telling y'all when I'm telling you, you know, they probably sent me some junk phone. And you see, and now it's not even working properly. This is just disgusting. You know, this is what's going on in the world. This is some of the things we you know, I've been talking about, you know, how, you know, we're fighting against all these things that have to do with being able to use people, take from people, and not about helping people and giving people. These are some of the forces that we're fighting against that we can use these spiritual divinities to work with. Area code 917. You're back on with me?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I was
like, uh-oh, something's going on. Yeah, let me persist, you know? You never know.
Yeah, Ashe, that's right. That's what you do, persist, right? Me too. I'm very persistent, buddy. I don't care if I had to call in 20 times, I'll call in. As long as I can get in, that's a key word. That's a key thing. But, you know, I do apologize for that. So I was saying that You're talking about the spiritual warfare, and you know that it's, you know, even sometimes our family are our enemies, you know, from heaven. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of our family members can be our enemies from heaven. You come and you swear. So this is what we do. Nowadays, because of the spiritual energy that is out there and the rise in spiritual energy that people are having, people are getting because of the age that we're in. We're in the spiritual age right now. This is the ninth age, and we're in it. After this age, it's like a recycling, right?
Yeah.
So now we're in the spiritual age. So the negative things and the positive things are always heightened, okay? So what we do is, if you know you're on the positive tip, you got to stick with the positive people. You got to stick with what is positive for you. You understand?
Yeah, that's what I do. I got rid of everybody negative, and then I just have a couple of positive people, believe it or not, but it's better that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
it hurt for
yourself,
me.
Right?
Yeah, it did hurt
mm-hmm.
me a lot because it was my family. You expect a stranger, and you know, but when it's your family, but I guess just, you know, I accepted it and, you know, I distanced myself and I moved on, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And then yourself, too. You work on yourself because, you know, one of the messages of the day is forgiving yourself. You got to forgive yourself. For, you know, for whatever.
Yes, I did.
I forgive myself,
and I forgive them also. In order for me to be able to release all of that, I did that.
That's right, because guess what? You're bigger than that.
Yeah.
You're bigger than all of it. You know, and we might come here and we might be tied by blood, but that don't mean we're tied in spirit. You see, if the spirit is not for you, then, hey, that's a different story. You see?
Yeah.
So in dealing with these type of things, you know, working with your head, with your what we call Ori in the Yoruba way, we call it Ori, working with your head is the best thing because then you're going to come to the realization that, hey, maybe you're wasting your energy on these people and find more positive things to do with yourself and more positive people to deal with.
Yep.
You see? Yeah, it's something. And I really appreciate you raising your hand because, you know, it sometimes it's not even just our family. It's bigger than our family. Because you can imagine, for instance, say, do you know what the, if you look at the statistics of how black, I shouldn't say black people, but dark-skinned people, how we operate in this world. If we have something, trust me, it didn't just fall in our lap, okay?
Yeah.
You go to buy a house, sometimes you're denied. Not just based on your finances, you're denied because of the term, whatever you call yourself. If you're calling yourself a black person, you're denied because of that.
Yep.
Our schools, you know, depending on where the school is and the population the school is serving, you're denied the best education. You understand me? And this is happening. All over the world, where dark-skinned people are, we're being discriminated against, we're being used, because when you look around, we're the biggest consumers ever. Okay?
True.
So, you know, so that we have all of these other things going against us, and this is what I feel that even these forces that we deal with spiritually, that these forces are capable of guiding us and helping us to fix some of these things so that we wouldn't be used, we wouldn't be abused. You understand? And we would understand ourselves. We would understand who we really are. I just put a video on Facebook, and the video is about some dark-skinned women sitting down with two rich white guys or two rich light-skinned men, right? Because I'm not going to call them white either, because those are colored. But they're sitting down with these two European guys, okay? And these are all beautiful young black women, and they're embarrassing them and telling them, the one man says, oh, I would give you $100 for your eggs. And if you're if you get pregnant, I will give you $600 for your fetus, for your aborted fetus. And then they begin to discuss how valuable these things are to them, how the egg from the dark-skinned woman is valuable to help them stay alive.
Right.
Like how the organs, how the ingested organs, like ones that take the organs from an aborted child and make medicine, how that is helping them to prolong their life. You listening?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the other man saying no. As an aborted fetus, he's saying he's going to get him $600. He said, the other man said no. An aborted fetus costs like $600,000. Not $600. That's how expensive it is. When it's being sold, they sell it. If they get it for $600, they buy it for $600 and expect at $600,000.
Yeah.
Okay? You see what I mean? So we have these things that are happening to us, and we, you know, how can we circumvent these things? How can we stop these things from happening? You see? So meantime, we're facing a lot of petty emotions coming from our family members, our friends, people in the same groups with us, our coworkers, and everybody who's fighting like crabs in a barrel to get on top of the other person.
Yep.
Instead of finding out what is your real purpose of being here on this earth and working with that. Do you know your destiny? Do you know anything about that for yourself?
Do I know anything about destiny? Do I know anything about destiny?
About your destiny. Your destiny.
My destiny. I have an idea, because the person kind of helped me, can explain some things to me. I don't know if I should say it, but, you know, I have an idea.
You have what? You have an idea?
Yeah, because it was explained to me, actually. The person who helped me, spiritual thing, can explain some things to me.
Yeah, but the way how we know is because in the spiritual system that we call Ifa, when we go and get a reading, a spiritual reading through the oracle, through the divination, it is said that before we became a human being, we resided in the place called heaven, or we resided in the heavenly abode, the place that we call heaven. And when we decided we want to come, we didn't ask God to come. We told God, that we called Olodumare, listen, God, I'm ready to go be and have the human experience. This is what I would like to do when I'm there. And then there are witnesses, and at the time that you decide, well, okay, you're going to jump off and go in your mother's womb, right?
Yeah.
You listening? Scribe there. There's a scribe. There's a recorder of what you said. Your agreement, what you agreed to do, what you agreed to experience, all of this, that's recorded.
Yep.
And inside the oracle, those things are written. Those things are explained by the Odu, which is called the Odu, the sign that comes out. And that's how we know what your destiny is. Because this oracle now tells you do's and don'ts of your plan. Like, if you do this, this can happen. If you eat that, this is what can make you sick. If you do this, you will become rich. If you do this, you will become skilled. Or you said you were going to be a priest. You said you was going to be a farmer, mechanic, a doctor, whatever you said, right?
Yes.
All of it is recorded. And then there are helpers. So different divinities or different divine beings, if you want to call them angels, whatever you want to call them, they are ascribed to us based on their skill. Say, oh, I know how to be, I'm the master of being the doctor. I know medicine. I'm going to teach him. So you have this force come with you, but the force remains invisible. So now you like, it's up to you now to connect with that force, you see?
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people got to get their spiritual head together and know that there are things that are assisting us in this world, and there are things that are hindering us in this world that we cannot see, actually see with our naked eyes.
Yeah.
You see? So that's what's up with that. Yes, I appreciate you so much, and I'm happy that you were able to find someone that can help you, you know, after you know, having all this problem. And I wish you find yourself, your true self, and you get on your path. Okay, and you actualize your destiny. Okay, make it good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Even if it has some issues in it, you straighten it out and you get good.
Okay, sounds good.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for raising your hand.
Thank you.
Ashe.
No problem. Bye bye.
Ashe. Bye bye. Okay, guys, so you've been listening to True Talks with Ofei Ofei and our conversation that we had here. Our talk was about spiritual arsenal. It's entitled Spiritual Arsenal for Spiritual Warfare. And, you know, like the gentleman just said, that's just on one level that you can be in spiritual warfare where people are actually using spiritual means to harm you. Okay, whether it's through incantations, chants, prayers, spells, and all of these things. But the same thing is happening to us humans on a magnanimous scale. And it's been happening for a very, very long time. So you can imagine we're under, you know, I don't know if some of you ever heard of King Goose spell, the King Goose spell, you know. And you've heard, like, you hear some of the New Age people talk about sheeple, like we're like sheep going to the slaughter, right? Because everything that is put into law on pen and paper, it could be a law to say everybody at the age of 65 have to die, and everybody else would go along with it. You see what I mean? It's just like the people that are rising up over there in France, England, over in that side of the world where people are saying they don't want to work until they friggin' 60 how much ever. They want to retire when they want to retire and get their retirement money, however little it is, right? Because when they look at when you're at full retirement age, that's basically when you're at the end of what is called the predicted lifespan for a male or female. I think it's 75 for females and 72 for males, like the average lifespan. So you're going to be working until you're 70, and then next thing you know, to get full retirement, okay, because some people choose to do that, to get the full retirement, and then you have like 2 years that you could take and spend your retirement money. You don't have nothing else left in you because you're expected to die in a couple of years. That means they got like, I mean, what happened to like maybe 50 years old? Okay, because now people are becoming more creative because people are knowing now and realizing that we are creative beings. We can create many things, okay, to do. Like I always say, there are a million and one ways to make money, right? Million and one ways to make money. People could sell dirt and make money. I've seen, you know, going to Botanica, and they got graveyard dirt in the Botanica selling. Dirt that you could just go and pick up out the graveyard. Okay? But then, you know, they labeled them, you know, I mean, you know, and it, let me tell you all this joke before we go, but there's this a monk, you know, and, you know, he had these tourists that went up to the Himalayas, and they wanted to buy Himalayan air and put it in a jar and take it back and sell it. And the thing about it is, the monk said, They got the Himalayan air, and they went back and told people, listen, I got Himalayan, and people bought the Himalayan air, the air in a jar, okay? So you all you got to do is wave a jar in the atmosphere and lock it, put a label on it and call it Himalayan air, and people will buy it. So if you want some of it, you know, you got like a little flip top hole, and every now and then you flip up the top and you take a sip. And you're energized because this is air from the Himalayas. You see how the world is? Okay? Because this is what's going on in the world. Okay? This is what's going on in the world. So we're money-driven and getting back to the dark-skinned people. Our race ethnicity as black counts for zero when it comes to commerce. Okay? That means we get nothing, little or nothing. We are givers and not getters, right? Okay? And this is the big problem, and we're trying to change that. So nobody wants now to be called the label of color. Nobody wants to be called black or white. You understand me? Who are you? Where did you come from? Okay? What kind of people are you? Okay? If you want to say it better you name after a place and say, oh, these are VI people. These are South Africans. These are Malayans. These are, you know, Somalians. These are Haitians. These are this one, that one. You understand? Than to be saying, oh, they're black, they're white, and this and that. And then because you're black or white, it depends on whether you get or you, whether you have or you have not. All right? So next week, guys, we're going to be talking again. I'm trying to get my esteemed guest on, Sheyi Fotubo, to talk about another extended discussion on Ori and how Ori ties in with our identity of who we are as a people. Like my brother says, we're not black. We're not African. We're not Nigerian. We're really not this other places and all of these things. We are according to our culture, how we are as a people. And he is saying that we're Omo Oduduwa, Oduduwa, you know, children of Oduduwa. And, you know, that's a long story by itself to explain who Children of Oduduwa is, but that's another show for another day, okay? But we are what is called Adulawo if you're dark-skinned, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about, our tip going to be for next week. I mean, I have some topics. If there's a particular thing that you want us to talk about or you yourself would like to be a guest on the show, you let me know, hit me up, okay, at 786-325-5239, and we could talk about setting up a show for you for your topic, okay? Thank you so much. You've been listening to True Talks with Ofeofe, and we're going to end here. Our Facebook Live people, y'all been really great. Thank you so much, too. We're going to end here with Kila Kuti.
Ready, three, ready. One, two, three, four.